Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and I've just been listening to an audio boo from the Social Hiking audio boo page. For those of you who don't know what that is, this is a site set up by Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler, here on audio boo. And it's a dedicated sort of boo page for social hiking users. But I wanted to bring this a bit more into the mainstream, because what the boo was talking about, and I'll put a link to the boo here on my audio boo FM page. What the boo was basically talking about was getting people, social hiking, shareyouradventure.com members, getting them together to do a charitable event. For example, or some of the examples already given, would be path repairs. When we go out hiking, we see damaged paths and these need to be repaired now and again. Or maybe a bit of dry stone wall repairing. And getting in touch with the various charities and organising with that charity for a day out with people to volunteer and to put, you know, to do some work within the outdoor community. When we all hike and walk in the outdoors, we are causing certain amounts of damage, and this could be a way of putting something back. And we can tie this in with a social hiking meet, of course, so we can do a day's worth of charity and enjoy a drink and a hike at the same time. And I wanted to put my own slant on this. I've been thinking about a similar idea, and I didn't think of using it with social hiking until Phil brought this to my attention. But I've been thinking about litter picking. When I go out hiking, I see a lot of litter about. And when I'm on my own, I sometimes take a bag along and just pick up bits and pieces along the way and deposit it at the end of the walk. And this is something that I'm thinking that we could do with the social hiking community. On the one level, we could encourage all social hikers to go out and pick up litter. And we could probably encourage them to do this in a way that they could be rewarded in a certain way. We could, perhaps Phil could install a litter picking badge, a social hiking litter picker badge, that when you're picking litter up on a particular hike or walk and you're using social hiking to do that, then you'll photograph the evidence of your litter picking, and you're rewarded with, for that particular map, that particular hike, a badge that goes on the page to say litter picking or a social hiking litter picker walk. But on a bigger scale, going back to the original idea that Phil had of getting people together, social hiking community, people together to meet, we could do a litter picking walk together. For example, we could get some social hikers together and walk up Snowdon, or do the Three Peaks Challenge, or indeed or anything, any kind of walk, where, especially in areas that we know are used frequently by people and where litter is a problem. And we could get together, we could go out and pick up litter as we do the walk, and that way we create a nice map for the social hiking users that want to create maps, and we can take media and we can do something good too. We can pick up litter along the way. And again, this could be done for charity. We could determine a particular charity that we want to be affiliated with, the social hiking shareyouradventure.com users. And when we go out on a litter picking expedition as a social hiking group, we could then link that to a Just Giving charity. So all our maps have a Just Giving page, and we broadcast, we advertise the fact that we're going out to the general populace through Twitter, Facebook, G+, etc. And advertise our individual maps, or we create a group map or whatever it is. But we have a Just Giving icon on the map, and people can donate a little bit of money. They can help us, they can sponsor us for the litter pick for that day, and that money can go into a charity of the user's choice, as it were. I quite like this idea a lot, because it doesn't involve us having to organise working for particular charities, although that's a great idea and I'm up for that too. But this is just another suggestion, another idea. I could call it, I don't know, the Share Your Adventure the Share Your Adventure Litter Pickers. And again, it's another way. It's another way of getting together, building community on social hiking, getting the outdoor people together, and doing some good in the outdoor world as well, picking litter up. Because it is a big problem, and all the social hikers know that. We see litter everywhere we go. And it's nothing too strenuous, but it makes a big difference. If we have half a dozen people hiking at one time, and just keeping a little eye out for litter along the way, and in a 10 or 15 mile hike, we can pick up an awful lot of litter in that time. And again, we can be sponsored for it through our various followers and raise some money for a chosen charity. So there's just an idea. I had an extension of this idea of creating a social hiking shareyouradventure.com charity all of our own, but that could be something to be seen in the future. But the reason I like this particular idea is because, for lots of reasons, not just the ones I've mentioned, but it also it'll give social hiking shareyouradventure.com some exposure. We can go out with our t-shirts on, we can go out with our bags, and when people see us walking and picking up litter, we're promoting social hiking, we're promoting litter picking, we're showing that we're responsible hikers out there too. And this is all good for the individual, it's all good for social hiking, shareyouradventure.com, and it's good for the other communities, it's good for people to see us doing something like that, and it would encourage other people, and hopefully prevent people throwing litter, those that might throw litter, to think again, and also encourage other people that maybe go out and just take a bag with them next time themselves. We'll have a cleaner outdoors this way. Anyway, there are my thoughts, and thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.